You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock. It has long struck me that it can be a useful thought experiment to draw comparisons between the martial arts and the classic game of rock, paper, scissors. Or, if you're a fan of the television series The Big Bang Theory, rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock. The first comparison I like is that in the game, each technique has at least one corresponding nemesis technique that counteracts or neutralizes it, and at least one matching prey technique that it in turn counteracts or neutralizes. Of course, the comparison is not perfect. In the real world, there are usually many possible counters to any given technique, but in rock, paper, scissors, there's only one. Or, in rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock, two. And in addition, in rock, paper, scissors, the game, there is no question of how well you execute rock or how well you execute scissors. But in real life, in the martial arts, your level of execution is of importance. Nevertheless, I think there's validity in this comparison. But the comparison is valid in the sense that it is very important to choose a technique that matches well with what the opponent chooses. Another comparison is with different areas of the martial arts. By areas, I mean things like standing striking, or fighting in the clinch, or grappling on the ground. One way, but by no means the only way, of making this comparison might be the following. Closing to the clinch can negate long-range striking. Throwing or dragging your opponent to the ground and grappling with them there can negate the opponent's clinch game. And standing up from ground grappling to strike puts you on 2 feet, giving you superior mobility to the man still on the ground. Back in 1993, the first UFC kicked off the sport of mixed martial arts and sparked a huge surge in cross-training. Many teachers and practitioners of striking arts continued to insist that grappling skills were unnecessary to succeed in MMA, that if your striking skills were sufficient, the opponent could not get close enough to grapple. Time and experience presented powerful evidence that they were wrong. The first striking specialists to succeed, like kickboxer Maurice Smith, were those that developed at least adequate defense against takedowns, a wrestling skill, not a kickboxing skill, and adequate survival skills on the ground, a grappling skill, not a kickboxing skill. The reaction I described that striking-only proponents had to the early success of grapplers in MMA brings an image to mind of someone who had just lost at rock, paper, scissors, when his opponent had just played paper to his rock. He is then berated by his rock, paper, scissors instructor, who says that he is a disappointment to the style of rock, and that if he had only executed rock correctly, then paper could have never beaten him. Another comparison applies to the Filipino martial arts. Longer weapons, like swords, sticks, staffs, and spears, are superior at long range to knives. Closing to inside range tends to degrade the effectiveness of the longer weapons. The knife tends to act as a deterrent and response to the opponent closing in to close range. These three truths also exemplify why many Filipino martial arts practitioners prefer a combination of a stick or sword in one hand and a dagger in the other. Another comparison can be drawn from the divergence of a style from a combat version into a sport version. Most styles begin as self-defense or combat styles. Much of the training in such a style involves learning effective responses to various self-defense situations that may occur, what I call what-if scenarios. The teacher or another student frequently help the student practice by being the attacker. Thus, it becomes partly a form of constructive role-playing. Over time, some practitioners become bored or impatient and wish to push their skills to a higher level. A very common outgrowth of this desire is to spar with other practitioners of the art. What is interesting here is that fighting another person trained in the same style is not necessarily what the techniques were originally developed for. As a result, subsequent generations within the style develop modifications to the techniques and invent completely new techniques as well that allow them to better compete against other skilled martial athletes. This effectively creates a new style, or at least a new variation of the style. Frequently, rivalry and bad blood between the old combat version and the new sport version crop up. One of the criticisms that adherents of the older combat style make is that the sport practitioners can't adequately defend themselves. Here's where the comparison to rock, paper, scissors comes in. Hypothetically, and especially when the student is early in his career, the combat style defeats the street fighter. The sport style beats the combat style. And the street fighter wins against the sport style. I realize this is hypothetical, and as I said, is more applicable early in the career than late, and more applicable to groups than to individuals, but I still see an elegant symmetry in it. A simpler way to put this is that when it comes to fighting, as the great science fiction writer Robert Heinlein said, specialization is for insects. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.